Dan Cregan's commitment to constituents has landed him the Carvel seat as an independent after more than half a century as a safe Liberal seat. He joins me now. Hi, Dan.
Good morning, Jenny. Good to be with you.
Great to have you with us. What was it like to hear the news on Saturday night so early on in the count that you'd retained your spot?
I'm very grateful to my community for their support. We've been through a bit together. Cuddly Creek bushfire, the worst natural disaster in our community since Ash Wednesday, and of course, many families, individuals and businesses have been affected by COVID. So I was really, really grateful that my community had formed the view that they would like to send me back to Parliament as their representative.
Yeah, and I think that message was clear. You know, people may be a bit sick of the status quo and keen for more investment in certain things like health and public transport, that sort of stuff, something that's really important to you and your constituents, I understand.
Rapidly growing community. We'll soon have Mount Barker as the largest city outside of Adelaide, but there's growth right throughout the Adelaide Hills, in Nairn, Littlehampton, Woodside, up towards Lobethal, across through Bracunga and down through Mount Barker to Strathalbyn. So we need the new government to understand that our needs are significant. We have critical local requirements and they must be addressed.
Mm. Hey, what do you make of the commitment from the Spanish company Taugo to invest in a rail trial through the hills from Mount Barker to Adelaide? Do you think that's promising?
Well, I understand that the Spanish have three gauges in their network and a legacy rail network, and they form the view that they don't want to rip up all their tracks. It's too expensive. And so there are two companies in Spain, CAF and Taugo, who produce rail cars. And Taugo's indicated to the South Australian government through intermediaries that they're able to ship a demonstrator rail set to Adelaide that would run on our broken gauge or mixed gauge network. The Labor opposition indicated that they would be willing to allow Taugo to perform that trial. I think it's an excellent idea. I know the cost and engineering risks of trying to restore rail to the hills, but I'm a passionate rail fan and I think people know that. In the course of the campaign, the then government indicated that they wanted to commit additional buses to Mount Barker by 2024, but our community is growing so rapidly. And of course, the freeway, there's been 200 partial shutdowns on the freeway and two full shutdowns in about the last 12 months. So my view is that if Mount Barker is going to be the largest city outside of Adelaide, then we need to have a second transport corridor to that city.
Yeah, there's also the jam down the bottom of the freeway, which is potentially even bigger of an issue, right?
Yeah, there are choke points at the tunnels and then of course, at the bottom of the freeway as well. And so those additional problems mean, to my mind, that we absolutely need a second transport corridor. I know that rail has not been popular with any government for a long period of time, but I believe in it.
Yeah, so the initial inspection, the trial, would be totally costed and paid for by the Spanish government, but then the state government could look at potentially buying or renting some of those trains and doing a bit more of a fit-out, is that right?
That may be the case. It would require a commitment from the incoming government to take those steps, and I'll be maintaining a lot of pressure on them and holding them to account. We'll also be ensuring that they deliver their commitment for a new hospital for the hills. We've been calling for a new hospital together with Rebecca Sharkey and Mayor Anne Ferguson for some time now. I was delighted in the course of the campaign that the opposition indicated they would make that commitment, and I called on the government to match it. In the event the government didn't, the then government didn't match it, but the opposition has succeeded and I'll be holding them to account. And it must be remembered that it was Labor that rezoned large areas of rural land around Mount Barker for large-scale population growth, and so I'll be holding them to account on that commitment.
Yeah, keeping the infrastructure up to, you know, to match the level of population, which is a big concern, I think.
Yeah, and we need, of course, additional ambulance services. I mean, you know, we've been saying for quite some time that there has been a single ambulance in Mount Barker since 1992, and that's not sufficient for our growing population.
So what would happen with the current Mount Barker Hospital? Is that going to be retained? Do you know?
Well, I understand that there is a proposal to use that site and there is some additional room there. And so we'll need plans to come forward from the health department to utilise that site or an alternative site. But it is absolutely critical that the new government deliver a new hospital for the hills. I'll also be focusing on the need to reopen the Gumaraka Emergency Department. There's a critical gap in the geography of the hills in not having emergency department there at Gumaraka. We need one. I think we also need to look at fixing critical intersections in the Onkaparinga Valley and a range of other infrastructure, education and health investments.
Dan Cregan, independent member for Carvel's with us. Part of the reason you were planning to retire from politics last year, I understand, before you decided instead to defect from the Liberal Party and become independent, was because of your struggle with mental health. Could you tell us a little bit about this?
Well, the Cully Creek fire was the worst natural disaster in our community since Ash Wednesday, as I've mentioned, and we lost more structures in the course of that fire than during Ash Wednesday. We were very fortunate that we had experienced local and effective emergency services officers who saved an incredible number of lives, to my mind. But I hit a low point after the fire, like many people. It was a tough summer right across Australia, and I think there were many people who might have felt the same way. I was lucky. My family and friends put in place supports, and I soon became strong again. But it was a difficult period for so many people in our community. And it affected me, and I didn't think I'd be somebody affected in that way. And so I say to people who have been similarly impacted, don't shy away from getting help. If you think that you need some additional assistance, there's no shame in that. It's like having a broken leg, it can be fixed, and it can be fixed quickly, and you've just got to reach out for some assistance.
Absolutely, and Lifeline can always offer support for you, or if you need advice to give to a friend who's going through something, 13 11 14 is a good place to start. And I understand your family and also your beautiful Labrador helped get you through.
Yeah, he's a family dog loved by me and many others in our family, and family and friends put in place supports, including Ted, so I could spend some time with him. And he's just a beautiful creature with an amazing nature, and make sure you can take yourself for a walk or him for a walk and be out in nature and the environment and change the course of your thinking. So he's been incredible.
Oh, great. Well, hey, thanks so much for your time today, and all the best into the future in your role as independent in Carvel.
Good on you, Jenny. Thanks so much for having me on.